Shaharis. That's what used to make the Kli Shaharis special kevel they use in the Beis Hamikdash to mekabel the dam, a Kli Shaharis. Now Shiyasa Mikotcher Bedek Abayis. Could you use the money that was set aside for the Bedek Abayis to buy a Kli Shaharis? So Rashi says, Shemeshoshim Ben Bamizbeach, Hachitzen, Shubinya Shalavonim. Like the Kli Shaharis they used to use for the outside Mizbeach, which is made from a binyan of Avonim. So is that called like the Bedek Abayis, that called like the binyan of Beis Hamikdash or not? Sarche Mizbeach Ninu, Umikotcher Bedek Abayis also. Since it's a purpose to do the avoida by the Mizbeach, so male, that's also called Sarche Bedek Abayis. The Mizbeach is part of the Beis Hamikdash, so it's called part of the binyan that you could take the money from the Bedek Abayis. Or it's Sarche Korbaninu, or else no, the Kli Shaharis really is for the purpose of the Kabonis. Like you have to accept and receive the dam, the Kabbalah Sadam has to be in the Kli Shaharis. But since the purpose of the Kli Shaharis is to do the avoida with the Kabbonis, maybe it's called Sarche Korbaninu. And therefore, Metruma Saleshcha Yoysen, Oysen. They used to make him spend the money for Metruma Saleshcha. That's the Shaila Yis Rav. The money for the Kli Shaharis, can you take it from the Bedek Abayis, the money set aside for the binyan or the fixing up of the Beis Hamikdash? Or do you have to take it from the Truma Salishcha, which is set aside for the Kabbonis? Omele, he said back to him, a nasin elam Truma Salishcha. You could only take it from the Truma Salishcha, in other words, not from the Bedek Abayis. This is not called Sarche Bedek Abayis. Ace may have a cash on this. Pasuk says, Chloisom, when they ended, Hei viyo lufnei melech. The Yoyoda, according they brought in front of the king, and Yoyoda, Shara Kesset, leftover silver. But Yaseya Kalim Vais Hashem, Kli Shaharis, and they made Kalim from it. So who the cash was here at Smash, the leftover money, Poshimis, from the Bedek Abayis. The money they had collected to build the Beis Hamikdash, from that money, the leftover money, they used to make the Kli Shaharis. So who you see, you're allowed to use the money for the Bedek Abayis to make a Kli Shaharis. So Amalais, he said back to him, no, to Yakurecho Ksuvi, Lo Yakurecho Nevi. Whoever taught you Ksuvim did not teach you Nevi'im. You bring him your pasuk from Divrei Hayomim, I'll bring you pasuk in Malachim that says like this. Pasuk says, Ach lo yase beis Hashem svois. He should not make the beis Hashem like from Kalim. From the money set aside for the beis Hamikdash, you can't make Kalim. Ki li yase amlocha yisneyu. That you can give it to the people that work building the beis Hamikdash, but not to buy Kalim. So who you see, you cannot use the money that was set aside for the beis Hamikdash to use it to buy Kalim. Yeah, so who your first postik is that right? For the Gemara Yochi, you saw Kasha Kura Dodi, the Kopon, the Kura Yaza postik of Bivri Ayamim, that there it's Mashmo, that the money for the Beis Hamikdash they used to buy Kalim. So Gemara says, like Kasha, there's no Siru. Kan Shegovu Vyoy Siru. Kan Shegovu Vyoy Siru. Now, one is so much true, they collected the money for the Beis Hamikdash, but they used all the money they need, and they have leftover money. So the leftover money they have, that they're allowed to use for other purposes. That they could use to buy a Kli Shaharis. But if the money they collected the Chatchila to use for the Beis Hamikdash, and they need the money, they have to use it, then they have no right to use it for other purposes, they can't buy a Kli Shaharis out of it. That's the Teretz. For the Gemara though, but still, for the Gemara v'chi gavu v'oisiru, once they collected the money for the Beis Hamikdash, true and it was left over, but my heaven, like, so what? The Chura, they will makdish the money to use it for Kedushas Beis Hamikdash, for Bedek Abayis. So how could they use the money now for Kalim? Even though it's left over, but at Chila, Rashi, Halal the Kedushas Korban Govli, they did not collect this money for Kedushas Korban. They collected the money to use for the Beis Hamikdash, not for Kabbonis. So what's the difference of the leftover money? Why do you say the leftover money they're allowed to use for Kalim? Amar Rabavu, and this Rabavu says, there's a klal of leiv bezdin masna leim. That when you first collected the money, everybody gave it like to bezdin. To leiv, the heart of bezdin has a right to make conditions. Leiv bezdin masna leim. That when they first collected the money, so bezdin is the one like took it l'tzorich the Beis Hamikdash. They were makdish l'tzorich the Beis Hamikdash, but they made it tonight. That im hutzruchu hutzruchu. If they're going to need the money for the binyan, the Bedek Abayis. So this money tak is set aside to use for the Beis Hamikdash. The Yimlav, but let's say they have leftover money, they're not going to use it all for the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Bezdin made it tonight at the beginning, the Kli Shaharis, this money could be used for Kli Shaharis. That's why it's no steer in the Pesukim. That after Bezdin saw they had enough money, with the leftover money, they were allowed to use it for the kelim. Even though the chachilu was made for the Beis HaMikdash, that's this klal of leiv bezdin master leim. When they first collected the money, it's a straw like bezdin made a tanai condition on it. Tana devar of Yishmael. Shmuel learned like this. Klisharis boyim mitshuma saleshra. The tree klisharis that we had before, you can only buy it, spend the money from the truma saleshra. Not from the money for the bedek abayit, it's not called part of the binyan, but rather it's called by tzorcha kabonis. Kabonis come from the money, you take a truma from the leshka. That was the money collected from the machsa shekel, used to make three different big piles, and then they take a truma to take money out of it. Shenem, the pasuk says, Eshara kesef, the leftover money. That's what they used to buy the kelim. Ezeo kesef sheesh to shirayim, what's called money that has leftover shirayim to it? Have yoyim is that truma saleshka. That's the yisoid of truma saleshka. Truma means, like first they had a big pile, they have the machsa shekel. And they go and take some to make truma out of it. And there's left over, that's called the shirayim. So the kids said, this money from the truma saleshka, since it has shirayim, this money you use to buy a klisharos. Fred Gemara v'yayim is shirayim gefayim, if so, maybe you could only use the leftover money for the klisharos. Maybe you can't use the money from the truma itself. Rashi says, so the truma saleshka means kesta shebekupas. They used to take the money and put it into baskets. So maybe they can't use that money, but rather maybe only from the shirayim. Rashi, shirayim means on the sorim baleshka that was left over in that room. Klisharis boy, maybe from that money comes the klisharis. For loyim not truma atzma, but not from the truma itself. But they used to first collect the money, put it in the room, put it in the leshka. And then they go in there, take a basket, and fill up the basket with money. And that's called the truma saleshka. And from that, the ikav used to spend the money to buy kabonis. And the leftover money, that's called the shirayim. So how do you know to say you're allowed to use the money from the ikav truma to buy a klisharis, maybe only from the shirayim? So the Mor says, to the Yomar Rav, like Rav says, when the Pesach says, ha'oilo, means oilo rishon, the first, the best. His Ochinam, it says, Ha Kesav Dei means Kesav Rishon, means the first money you're using. And the first money means the Trum itself. So from the Trum of the Leshka itself, you're allowed to take money to buy Klishos. Mesve, I have a kash like this. It says, Ha Keteris, the whole Kabonis Tzibur, and all the animals, the Kabonis of a Tzibur, Boyim the Trum of the Leshka. It comes from the money of the Trum of the Leshka. Mizbeach Azov, what about the inside mizbeach? So Rashi says, klihu. That's not called binyan. That was movable. That's called a kli. For loy binyan, it's not part of the building itself. Sheinu mechub l'adam, it wasn't attached to the ground. Sheyecholu metaltla l'fikuch nidik l'kli. Therefore, the inside, the golden mizbeach, which was movable, is called like a kli. It's not called like a karka, like binyan. Ulavayna, who are there? The money they bought, Rashi, shalechem upon him. On every Shabbos, used to have two bezichin, two cups like full of levoina, or on the, put on the shulchan by lechem upon him, or klisharis, and that if we have to buy kelim to be klisharis, is boyim imoiser nesachim. It comes from the leftover money of the nesachim. Rashi moiser nesachim, what does that mean? Pligibov mesechta menachis. That's the Gemara, the machlekes, the Gemara menachis, what it means, mimoiser leftover from the money of the nesachim. Perek Shtei Midas. Rabbi Chia b'Rabbi Yosef Omar. B'Ritzut Sei Midas. That means She Mestavkim Silsois. People used to be menadev to bring the flour to the Beis HaMikdash. She Kiblu Moyes Hegdish. L'Sapik Slotas Kol Yimais Hashana. They used to give money in order to be able to buy flour for the menachas for the whole year. Is Moedudin LaHegdish B'Mida. They used to count, measure it out in special kelim. Berut, now, Mi Berut Sois Tefufa. For loy mechuka, it used to be piled up and not straight down. The amakrivin, the ones that brought it, moicha kamida, used to smooth it down. As when you pile up a kli full of flour, you can make it like a pyramid sticking up all the way on top, or else you can smooth it down flat on top. So it used to bring a lot, but they only used to use the mechuka straight measurement. They moicha nesachim, that's called leftover money from the nesachim, from this menachas. Or moicha nesachim used to sell it, and with that money, you're able to buy the keteris and the mizbeach hazav levon and the klisharos. That's one man beyond there. If we have yechon and noma koisa shishtinu, we learned over there mekabel olav l'sapik koyim asashon l'kodesh. So does me'abasoyim. Kids also people were not able to give money for the menachos with leftover money, that's called moisa nesachim. The leftover money that was menada that was supposed to be given for the nesachim, for the menachos, the leftover money you could buy a mizbeach azov, the levon and the klisharis. Now, mizbeach oilo, takoponim is saying that you don't use the money from the trumas haleshcha, but rather use the money from the moisir of the nesachim to buy klisharis. Vaita mizbeach oilo, that's the outside mizbeach. So Rashi says that's mamash binyan vo mikotshei bedek abayis. That money comes from the bedek abayis, but that's attached to the ground that you can't move around. That's called part of the binyan. Mizbeach oila halishchois, mamish the rooms that they used to store things in there. The lishchois in the other Beis Hamikdash, the hazorois, also the hazorah, the places of the Beis Hamikdash. That's mamish part of the binyan, the building of the Beis Hamikdash. That money comes to build it from boyim mikotshei bedek abayis. But chutz lechaymetz azorah, mashenkin the chayma, the wall around the azorah, around the Beis Hamikdash, boyim mishuri al lishchois. That comes from the shuri of the lishchois. Shrashi chutz lechaymetz azorah, going ezras noshim, the yachayu v'chaymetz ir miglosel boyim mishurayim hanasorim baleshcha kishet torma v'kufos. And it means mishurayim al lishchois means the leftover money in the lishcha when you used to make the truma. To get the money out from the kupos, the leftover money used to be spent for the chayma, the chayma sazoro. Zui shashanino, this is what we learned. Chayma seir, the wall around the city. Umidilosel is big towers. The whole sorchi or anything you need for the city. Boyim mishuri aleshcha. That doesn't come from the truma taleshcha. That comes from the shurayim. Because after they took out a truma, took out a kupa full of money to use for the kabonis, if they had leftover money there that they did not use for this year, that's called the shirei haleshcha. For leftover money they used from the leshcha. The akol ponim was negayed to us is, here you see the klisharis did not come from the trumas haleshcha, but rather here it came from the moist and the sochim. So Gemara says, tanoi, takamachlegas tanoim. There is a man diyom that says it comes from Trumas Aleshcha, and here they hold no, it comes from the Moisa Nesachim. This now we learn like this. Moisa Truma Mayoy Oisimbo. What do they do with the money with the leftover from Truma Rashi Tanisha the Kupais for Rosh Chodesh Nisan? When it came Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that now they used to use the new money from the new Truma. What do they do with the leftover money from last year's Truma? So what do they do with it? Mayoy Oisin, Bor Rikuye Zov. Used to make silver, golden carve out the gold. See, puyil the base kodesh hakadoshim to put it to make nice to cover up the kodesh hakadoshim. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shoyles, Rabbi Yishmael used to say, moise peiris leftover money was the kayetz hamizbeach. Used to use it for the kayetz hamizbeach. Rashi says, moise revach peiris kama for shmaininu. The leftover money they had from the sales of selling the peiris. That's called Maisa Peris. If they used to sell the fruits and make money on it, what would they do with the leftover money? Lakayat Samizbeach. Rashi says, Kishubotul, when the Mizbeach was empty, they would not bring any Kabonis then, they used to bring a Korban Oil then. That's called Kayat Samizbeach. Like when it was empty, they used to make sure there was always Kabonis to be brought. So from this leftover money, they would buy Korban Oilis to put on the Mizbeach. What about Maisa Truma? The leftover money from the Truma Taleshcha, what would you do with it? L'Klisharis. You see, clearly this man the Yom holds, where did he buy Klisharis from? From the Truma Taleshcha. Rebbe Kiva Reiner, Moise Truma L'Kaitzim Esbeach. The leftover money from the Truma Taleshcha, the Truma you would use for the Kaitzim Esbeach, to buy Kabonis, a Korban Ayla. And Echlami, for the Korban, Chayva, the Korban Siba, you had to use the money from the New Year's, Machta Shekel. But the leftover money of last year, you could buy Stam Nedovis, a Korbanel, the Kayat Samizbeach. Moist and the Sochim, what do you do with the leftover money like we had before from the money that was set aside for the flour for the Nesachim? The Klisharis. From that we buy a Klisharis. So Kitty, you see it's a Machlokes Tanoim, which money did they take from to buy the Klisharis? We have the Chanina Skana Kana Maina. The Chanina Skana Kana used to say, Moist and the Sochim, the Kayat Samizbeach. Leftover money from the Nesachim, from the flour people were nadiv, they used to use to buy kabonis, to bring when the Mizbeach was empty. Moise Truma, leftover money from the Truma, Talishcha, Likli Shoris. They would use to buy Klisharis. Zev is there, both of them, lo hayu maizim b'peiris. But both of them did not agree to the sinyan of having peiris. Rashi sheyeh shum maizim b'peiris. There was no gain, that like we'll soon see, they didn't do business with the fruits that they received. We'll soon see what that means. For the Gemara, mahi, what is this? What is the peiris? So Gemara said the Tani, we learn like this. Maizim truma. What did they do with the leftover money from the truma salishka? They used to take truma, take out buckets full of money, and that money they used to use to buy the new kabbonis. So at the end of the year, if they still had money left over, what would they do with that money? It says, loichin bo loichin peris. They used to go into business like, they used to buy fruits, bezul, at a cheap price. Or moichin oisim b'yaker, and they would sell it at a high price to make profit. With the profit, what would they do with it? They would use the money they gained to buy kabbonis, to put it on the mizbeach. This is what we learned. The money that they gained from selling fruits, that they would use for the kaitzim mizbeach. Now, what does it mean they both told there was no such thing as moiste peris by the Beis HaMikdash? Like, why not?
All right, turn over.
The Tanan, we learned like this. Moisa Shiyora Lishcha. What did they do with the leftover money from the Lishcha? Mayoy Oisimbo. What would they do with the leftover money in the Lishcha and the rooms that they first collected all the Machsa Shekel into? Is Loichim Vem Yenos Ushmonim Vasiltais. They would buy, they go into business. They would buy wine and oil and flour and sell it. The Yaskala Hegdish. And the gain that they made on it would go to Hegdish. Dibur Rabbi Yishmol. That's Rabbi Yishmol's shot. Rabbi Akiva Roima Ein Mishtakri Mishal Hegdish. No, you don't go make money from Hegdish's money. It's not nice. It's a bizarre life to take Hegdish's money and to do business with it. And Afloi Vishol Aniyim. Who then, if somebody is holding money that they collected for Aniyim, the same thing you can't go and use to put it into business. Samara says, my time, why not? Samara says, Afloi Vishol Aniyim. Samara says, Bishol Hegdish, my time, Aloi. How come they don't do business with the money shall hegdish? So Gemara says that in aniyas the makam ashiris. The Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be like an usher, it's very rich there, we don't have to go to make a few extra dollars. So therefore it's not nice to sell to make a little profit in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash didn't have to do this. For the Gemara of Soda, but Bishal aniyah, my timer. Loi, but what's wrong with aniyah? If you have money you collect it for tzedakah, what's wrong to make some profit out of it? You'll only have more money to give to the aniyah. So what's wrong to make some business with the money we collected for the aniyah? So Gemara says, because Dilma Misraim Aluaniya, because maybe at this time while you're doing business with it, Anani will come and want money to live on. You won't have what to give him. Therefore, the money we collected for the Niyam has to be on hand all the time to be able to be used. And therefore, you can't put it into business to make money. Now, Mishnah says, now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishalachum Dinat Hayom, if a husband went away and left his wife, and now his wife wants to collect mezonos, so Bezdin goes down and sells his property to pay her. So the machloikas, the Mishnah, she has to swear first or not. That was a machloikas, so she has to swear first. That it says that Admon said, Ishtar mezonos, Chanan said, Tishava v'soyef, that she doesn't have to swear at the beginning, and the Chum said no, she has to swear before she collects the mezonos. So it was Itma, we learn like this. Rav Omer, Rav Tako,